This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, an arraignment comes at the U.S. naval base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The defendant is accused of orchestrating the bombing of an American ship, the USS Cole, 11 years ago. If he's found guilty, he could be put to death. This complicated case raises many issues, including long-term detention and torture. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports from Guantanamo Bay.
The trial of Abd al-Rahim al-Nashri marks a series of firsts. This is the first military commission case entirely initiated by the Obama administration. He's the first detainee to be subjected to new rules that are supposed to make these military trials more transparent. And Matt Waxman, who used to be in charge of detainee affairs for the Bush administration, says there's other new ground.
It's the first really high-value detainee, high-profile detainee to go through this process, and it involves the death penalty. And if we get to that stage, that's going to raise all kinds of interesting and very, very controversial legal, strategic, and diplomatic issues.
The military commissions haven't had a death penalty case before either. So amid all these firsts, today's trial is seen as a test of sorts, a test of whether a separate military justice system in Guantanamo can provide the same impartial justice as a criminal court in the United States. On top of that, the case is complicated. Al-Nashri is accused of planning the bombing of the USS Cole. It was refueling in Yemen when a rubber boat full of explosives drew up alongside and detonated. 17 servicemen and women died in the attack. For his alleged role, al-Nashri is being charged with war crimes, including terrorism and conspiracy and murder. But the attack happened before Congress authorized military action against al-Qaeda. Another issue? Al-Nashri was arrested in 2002 and then disappeared for nearly 4 years. The CIA has acknowledged that he was in their custody and that he was waterboarded and subjected to other enhanced interrogation techniques. So the military commission will have to grapple with the issue of torture, too. For people tracking Guantanamo detainees, there will be a more basic milestone today. When al-Nashri walks into the courtroom, it will be the first time he's been seen in public in 9 years.
I'm Richard Kamen. I am the learned counsel or the death penalty expert appointed by the Department of Defense.
Kamen is al-Nashri's lead attorney. He met reporters in an empty airplane hangar just a stone's throw from the courthouse yesterday. He offered a list of reasons why he thinks the deck is stacked against his client. For example, even though the arraignment is today, the government has yet to give the defense any discovery. The Pentagon released more than 200 pages of new rules governing the commissions, but that was just 2 days ago.
You know, we're all going to be dressed in suits. It's going to look like a court, but it is not a real court. There is nothing about this that is fair, legitimate. This is a court organized to convict. It is a court organized to kill.
The Obama administration and key military officials disagree.
I'm Brigadier General Mark Martins. I'm the chief prosecutor of military commissions.
Martins is the man who decides which detainees will have a military commission trial and when. And as he sees it, two acts of Congress, a Supreme Court decision, and an executive review have helped craft a system to try terrorists. And that system is fair.
Reasonable people looking at this system, I think, will see that it really withstands scrutiny.
The scrutiny begins in earnest today, and not just because there will be people in the courtroom watching the proceedings. There will be a closed-circuit television feed that will broadcast the arraignment to the United States for the first time. It can be seen at Fort Meade in Maryland, and the public is allowed to attend. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.